Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 50, which marks us being a third of the way through the book of Psalms. There are 150 in total. And today's psalm is a psalm of Asaph. If you don't know who Asaph is, he's someone who's appointed. You can check out 1 Chronicles chapter 16. He's appointed by David. I'll read out the verse. It says, "That day David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner." And then it says what words he used to appoint them. So let's read what Asaph has to say in Psalm 50. We're going to read it twice. First from the King James Version and the second time from the New International Version. So read with me Psalm 50, this time from the King James Version. "The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion the perfection of beauty God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings, to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Be unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and casteth my words behind thee. When thou sawest the thief, then thou contendest with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue farmeth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." And now we read the same psalm again, but this time from the New International Version. "The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heaven above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. and the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honour me. But to the wicked person, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instructions and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You sit and testify against your brother and slander your own mother's son. When you did these things, I kept silent. You thought I was exactly like you. But I now arraign you and set my accusations before you. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with no one to rescue you. Those who sacrifice thank offerings honour me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation. So this is Psalm 50, and we've got a big contrast between the people that God says are my people and the people who are the wicked. But it's really important to note that even the wicked are reciting God's laws and saying his covenants. So in terms of what the righteous and the wicked are saying, it might be hard to tell them apart just by looking. If righteousness was just about saying the right things, well, the wicked are reciting the laws. They know what to say. They do know what the laws are. The covenant is on their lips. So what's the difference? It's not just about knowing the law. Following God isn't just about knowing the Bible. There are lots of people who know what the Bible says. But does that alone make us righteous? No. God is talking and he says, I have no need of bulls or goats because all of the animals are mine. So what is God looking for? Well, he acknowledges that people are making offerings, that they're giving what they have to the Lord. But he says, fulfill your vows. Call on me. I will deliver you. Sacrifice thank offerings. The people who are righteous are the people who keep their word. Jesus says, let your yes be yes and your no be no, and anything more than that is from the evil one. Fulfill your vows. When you're in trouble, call on God. Trust that he will deliver. God isn't like us that we need to feed him. He's not up there like, man, I'm so hungry. I just wish someone could sacrifice a goat. I'm starving. So what can we give him? Well, we can give him thanks and we can give him praise for who he is and for what he has done. It's not about feeding God. He's not a big, hungry monster. He is the Lord. He knows every bird and insect and they belong to him. So let's give him our heart. Let's sacrifice thank offerings. This is worshipping the Lord. It's not just saying the right words, but it's knowing God's words and living by them. Not hating instruction, not thinking that we've got away with things. there's this interesting phrase. It talks about stealing and doing all sorts of things. And it says, when you did these, I kept silent and you thought I was like you. We get away with things and we think, well, if God wanted to call me out, he would have. So God must agree because I managed to get away with it. God must be sneaky like me because I'm getting away with these things. But God says that that is absolutely not the case. There will come a time when God will bring all of these things before you. So consider these things. Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Be blameless. Trust in him. Follow his ways and his laws. Don't just know them, do them. To take this one step further, Jesus says that he has come to fulfill the law. So if we really want to know righteousness, we look at Jesus, who fulfilled all of the laws, who knew them, who lived by them, who did them. It's by Jesus that we know salvation. So let's know and let's go in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 50. God bless you and goodbye.